Spotify.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Russian officials continue to deny that the U.S. warned of a possible terror attack at a concert venue or acknowledge ISIS-K's claims of responsibility after at least 137 people were killed in an attack on a rock concert in Moscow on Friday. ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
ISIS-K is just a branch, an affiliate of ISIS. It's all the bad guys. They do not like Russia. They want revenge. Russia sides with the Taliban in Afghanistan, which is where ISIS-K is from. And they also think they have mistreated Muslims, anyway, the kind of Muslims that ISIS-K likes.
Former President Trump has until tomorrow to pay a $464 million New York bond for manipulating the value of his assets. The Department of Education says financial aid applications for more than 200,000 students were incorrectly calculated and need to be fixed. Some colleges have pushed back their decision day because of the delays. This is ABC News. Members of Congress are explaining why they decided to resign their seats. ABC's Brian Clark has more.
Ken Buck represented Colorado for 9 years in the House of Representatives, but resigned in the middle of a term.
No rearview mirror. Happy to move on. Dysfunctional place.
He told ABC's This Week that one problem was too much of a focus on impeachments.
Serious problems with setting priorities. We focus on messaging bills that get us nowhere.
When Republican Mike Gallagher leaves early next month, the Republican majority will shrink to one vote. Brian Clark, ABC News.
This month is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Dr. Craig Eagle is developing a new blood test that he says was more than 80% successful at detecting cancer in clinical trials. He says dietary habits may be driving rising colon cancer rates.
High fatty diets, high sugar-based diets, low exercise, being overweight.
More than 50,000 Americans are expected to die of colon cancer this year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, E.T. Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's cloudy and 36 degrees in Richland Center. There is a winter weather advisory for Vernon County through 7 a.m. on Monday. Cloudy and breezy with occasional snow today. Additional accumulations from 1 inch south to 3 inches far north. It may mix with sleet and rain by late afternoon. It'll also be breezy with a high of 38. Winds will be southeast 10 to 20. Breezy tonight with a wintry mix becoming all rain. Fog is possible, low 34. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, breezy and much warmer with occasional rain. Fog possible, high 53. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 3 to 6 miles per hour. And once again, our current temperature is 36 degrees.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills wants you to join our team and become part of a family where your contributions are recognized, appreciated, and celebrated. Here, teamwork isn't just a buzzword. It's the cornerstone of everything we do. With competitive wages, comprehensive benefits, and opportunities for growth and advancement, Schmidt Woodland Hills isn't just a job. It's a fulfilling career where you can make a meaningful difference every single day. If you're a CNA who values teamwork, dedication to quality, and making a positive impact in the lives of others, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the place for you. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we believe that every resident deserves the highest standard of care, and that starts with our dedicated CNAs. Apply now and join our team of compassionate professionals. Together, we're redefining excellence in long-term care. Call Tyler Kleist at 608-647-8931 to become a part of the team.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
Today is Sunday, March 24th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. A reminder that the countywide burn ban for Vernon County is still in effect per the fire chiefs in the county. Although we have had snow and more rain predicted in the near future, conditions are still dry. When the ban does get lifted, communication will go out. A one-time associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. He was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
So when the media was getting skeptical, the plan was to have a U.S. senator, Ron Johnson, to push that disinformation even further.
Correct.
That's Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing on Wednesday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. As mentioned earlier in ABC News, this is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Colorectal cancer, or CRC, is a disease of the colon or rectum, which are parts of the digestive system. Many young people are discovering life-threatening advanced colorectal cancer that could have been prevented with earlier detection. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force issued a new recommendation in 2021 that people of average risk should have a colonoscopy at age 45, but according to the ACS, more than one in three adults 45 and older still have not been screened. If you are younger than 45 and are experiencing symptoms like a change in bowel habits, rectal bleeding, or abdominal bloating and discomfort, you should discuss this immediately with your primary care provider. Colorectal cancer is now the third leading cause of cancer-related deaths in America. Enjoy the sport of bowling and support the Riverdale Community's Education Foundation at the same time. The foundation is holding an 8-pin bowling tournament fundraiser today at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. There is one shift remaining, and that's at 1:30. Cost to bowl three games is $15. The day will also include door prizes and a 50-50 raffle. As warmer spring weather approaches, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public that wild animals and their young will be on the move across Wisconsin. Knowing what to do before finding a baby wild animal can make all the difference to protect its health and keep wildlife wild. The most species is It is perfectly natural for mothers to leave their young alone for long periods of time. While alone, young animals will often lie quietly and still to avoid attracting predators. Drawing attention to a baby animal's location can tip off predators or keep its mother away longer than she would like to. You can help by keeping people and pets away from the area. If you have interested children, they can learn to keep wildlife wild by observing from a safe distance. Young wild animals will often wander on their own as they grow. If you find a seemingly healthy young animal wandering away from its nest or den or mother, watch from a distance to see if it returns to the den or if its mother retrieves it. It is important to note that this process could take several hours. Always contact the DNR or a licensed wildlife rehabilitator for advice, before intervening. Visit the DNR's Keep Wildlife Wild webpage for species-specific tips on how to decide if a wild young animal is truly orphaned or in need of help. And the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminds students to apply for the Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council by the end of the month. DATCAP will accept applications through March 31st. If you will be a high school senior next year, you can apply now for the Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. The council is comprised of up to 15 Wisconsin high school seniors from across the state. Members participate in virtual monthly sessions during the school year to listen to presentations, engage in discussions, and connect with professionals across the agriculture industry. Students serve a one-year term on the Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council and receive a certificate for their involvement. The four goals of the Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council are to highlight agricultural related careers, share resources available for farmers, provide insight in agricultural policy development, and increase networking opportunities for participants. Council members will rotate serving in four leadership roles to gain additional experience. You must complete an application form and submit a one-minute video to be considered for the council. To access the application and additional information, visit agyouthcouncil.wi.gov. WRCO News Time is 12:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches, two flavors to choose from, vanilla and black cherry, 10 count box, $5.50 each. Minis cheeseburger sandwiches, 2 counts, 50 cents each. Nature Valley oats and honey and sweet and salty almond granola bars, $3 each or two for $5.50. Atlantic cod loin, $7 a pound. Langer's 64 ounce juice, 7 flavors to choose from, $2.50. Campbell's chunky chicken noodle soup, Healthy Request, Pub Style and Classic, $1.99 each. Classico pasta sauce, Italian sausage and peppers and onions, $2.75 each. Jimmy Dean morning combos and Hormel breakfast combos, 99 cents each. Jimmy Dean sage flavored pork sausage, $2.25 each, 2 for $4 or 12 for $22.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and our temperature is now 37 degrees. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The history of Jimtown. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to information excerpted that was submitted by Muriel Beeman Kepler for the 1986 Richland County History Book. A lot of people have never heard of Jimtown, but when I was a child, I traveled through this little hamlet as I went to my mother and sister's blackberry picking on Bernard Brady's farm, about 2 miles from what is Jimtown. It is located in Section 8 of Aiken Township, Richland County, Wisconsin. Jimtown boasted a mercantile store, stockyards, 2 garages, a cheese factory, a blacksmith shop, a tavern, and a few homes. According to Margaret Helen Scott's Place Names of Richland County, Wisconsin, Jimtown was named for 2 Jims, Jim Bachtenkircher, who operated a little store, and for Jim Burns, who lived by a big spring where some of the settlers came for water. In 1877, Mr. Bachtenkircher purchased a farm on Section 8 and was prominent in public affairs, serving as the Justice of Peace in Aiken Township and chairman of the town board. Jim Burns lived and owned property in Jimtown and was the grandfather of Mrs. Ferdinand, her name Daisy, Chitwood, and Mrs. George, her name Elva Waller, formerly of the Bosstown area. Grover Burns owned the mercantile store. He owned the stockyard. He had a stone garage with a blacksmith shop. And Grover Burns also owned the house north of the stone garage. Hans Hansen acquired the farm, which included the store and all the buildings, from Grover Burns. In 1942, Emil and Fern Hansen bought the farm from his father, Hans. The Fosnaughs were the last people to live in the house across from the store. In 1917, the cheese factory that was run by John Fosnaugh later burned. The township was voted wet for 1 year, and Don Hardy had a tavern in that part of the store, which was used for storage. Not much is left of Jimtown today. The only thing that is still standing is that part of the store which Grover Burns lived in, which is the original house and until recently owned by Mrs. Carroll. And the root house was then in the back of the store. The store and the house, which was built onto the store, was torn down about 25 years ago. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the biggest snowfall recorded.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 1218. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. They also thank all their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Today is Sunday, March 24th. Sue Ann Mesra, 74, of Woodman, died March 14th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. Sue Mesra is survived by her husband, Jerry, 2 daughters, Jenna and Tom Taylor of Bloomington, and Stacy Mesra of Woodman, 5 grandchildren, siblings, Vicki and Bill Zimple of Boscobel, and Dennis Adametz of Muscadet, and many nieces and nephews. Sue Ann Mesra, 74, of Woodman. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center, died on March 12th at his home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Pehaw Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery at Yuba. Friends may call at the Pehaw Funeral Home on Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roger Haw is survived by 2 sons, Paul and Gabrielle Haw of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Jared and Mindy Perkovic Haw of Rio Rancho, New Mexico. 2 grandchildren, his mother, Carmen Haw of Yuba, brother, Lauren Haw of Yuba, longtime girlfriend, Cindy Cooper of Richland Center, along with nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Scott, 80, of Richland Center, died Friday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday, April 2nd, from 5 to 7 at Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Survivors of Dennis Scott include his wife, Judy, son, Christopher and Deborah Scott, daughter, Sherry and Alan Jones, sister, Kathy and George Andrews, 2 grandsons, 2 great-grandsons, other relatives and friends. Dennis Lee Scott, 80, of Richland Center.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we had some light snow accumulations overnight into this morning, generally a good half inch to an inch and a half across the area. Now the wave of more important precipitation pushing across Iowa into southwest Wisconsin as we head into midday, and that'll be with us throughout the afternoon. Could get a couple more inches of snow, especially in the north and northwest corner of the area. It will gradually transition to rain by this evening as warmer air moves in from the south ahead of this low pressure system, which will track right up across Iowa and then across Wisconsin by Monday night and early Tuesday. Very wet weather tomorrow into Tuesday, could pick up another 3/4 of an inch to an inch of rainfall at least. Might even be a few thunderstorms mixed in there tomorrow afternoon and evening. The greater chance of severe thunderstorms should stay south of our region. Meanwhile, the heaviest snow will end up from South Dakota through Minnesota into northern Wisconsin, western upper Michigan. That area could see upwards of 10 or 12 wet heavy inches. Otherwise, drier weather moves in for Wednesday and Thursday, possibly a weak system impacting us toward Friday. So the forecast for the rest of today includes a winter weather advisory for Vernon County running up through 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Cloudy and breezy with occasional snow, additional accumulations from an inch or less far south, a good 3 inches far north yet. It may mix with sleet and rain by late afternoon, breezy with a high of 38. Southeast wind between 10 and 20. Breezy tonight with a wintry mix becoming all rain and some fog possible, low near 34. Tomorrow breezy and much warmer with occasional rain, fog possible as well, high at 53. Southeast wind 12 to 25. Monday night rain continues at times with some fog, low 41. Tuesday cloudy with scattered rain, may turn to some mix and snow by late afternoon as temperatures drop, high of 50 and then falling. Wednesday, some clouds and colder, high 35. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 45. And Friday's high up to 52. You be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 37 degrees after a morning low of 27. Yesterday's high was 40 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1939 is 76 degrees with a record low of 6 below set back in 1888. Last year's high was 48 with a low of 23. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:18 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 656. Winds are out of the southeast at 4 to 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.99, and we have received a dusting to a quarter of an inch of snow that fell during the overnight and early morning hours. Once again, our current temperature is 37 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
And there was high school sports in the area yesterday, including the Cashton Invitational that was held at the Fieldhouse at UW La Crosse. And in girls track action, local teams that placed in the competition include Ithaca Weston. They came in 9th place. Riverdale took 11th, and Boscobel came in 12th. Other area teams that placed include in girls track action, Westby took 1st, Kickapoo Lafarge was 2nd, and taking 10th was Cashton. North Crawford took 14th, Royal placed 16th, it was Waniwak Center in 18th place, and tied for 19th places was New Lisbon and DeSoto. In boys track action, local teams that participated and placed include Ithaca Weston. They took 10th, Riverdale took 9th, and Boscobel took 4th. And also in boys track, area teams that placed include Kickapoo Lafarge in 1st, North Crawford took 2nd, taking 8th place was New Lisbon. Cashton and Westby were tied for 10th place, along with, as I mentioned earlier, Ithaca Weston. Waniwak Center took 14th, and DeSoto placed 17th. NCAA basketball tournament action continues, and March Madness is going on. And in games that were held yesterday, that were played yesterday, I should say, include second-seeded Arizona defeated Dayton, and Dayton is the 7th seed. They defeated them 78-68. It was Gonzaga over Kansas 89-68. North Carolina beat Michigan State 85-69. It was Iowa State over Washington State by a score of 67-56. NC State defeated Oakland 79-73. It was Tennessee over Texas 62-58. Illinois beat Duquesne 89-63. And Creighton beat Oregon 86-73. Games that will be played today, and actually there is one currently going on of local interest. The second-seeded Marquette Golden Eagles are playing Colorado, and Colorado is the 10th seed. And right now, with 15:41 left in the second half, Marquette has a commanding lead by 52-49. Also games that'll be played later today include Purdue against Utah State. It'll be Duke taking on James Madison. Baylor will be facing Clemson. Alabama will be taking on Grand Canyon. UConn will be facing Northwestern. It will be Houston against Texas A&M. And Yale will be playing against San Diego State. Dusty May is going to Michigan, returning to his Big Ten roots and leaving Florida Atlantic after six seasons highlighted by a Final Four run a year ago. Michigan announced today that May agreed to a five-year contract that will pay him about $3.75 million annually. He replaces Juwan Howard. May graduated from Indiana, where he was a manager under Bob Knight. He was touted as a rising coaching candidate last season after a 20-game winning streak thrust FAU into the national spotlight. May tells the Associated Press he couldn't say no when Michigan offered him a chance to wear its famed Block M logo, noting how much pride people have in that symbol. In the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder will try to keep its three-game road win streak intact when they take on the Milwaukee Bucks at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee this afternoon. Milwaukee is 45-25, second in the Eastern Conference, and the Oklahoma City Thunder has a 49-20 record are in first place in the Western Conference. This is the first meeting this season for the two squads. Tip-off from Pfizer Forum will be at 6 this evening, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 5:30. Also, last night in the NBA, the Knicks beat the Nets 105-93. It was the Kings over the Magic 109-107. The Hawks beat the Hornets 132-91. It was the Suns over the Spurs 131-106. The Celtics defeated the Bulls 124-113. The Rockets beat the Jazz 147-119. It was the Wizards over the Raptors, 112-109, and the Nuggets beat the Trailblazers by a score of 114-111. Games that will be going on today include the Pelicans at the Pistons, the Clippers will be hosting the 76ers, the Heat will be hosting the Cavaliers, the Warriors will be at the Timberwolves, and the Pacers will be at the Lakers. The Green Bay Packers have boosted their special teams by re-signing linebacker Eric Wilson. The 29-year-old Wilson had 13 special teams tackles in 2022 and 11 more last year to lead the Packers in each of those seasons. He also had 24 tackles on defense last season. He made a critical fumble recovery at the end of teammate Keyshawn Nixon's 73-yard punt return during the Packers' 24-21 NFC divisional playoff loss at San Francisco. Wilson previously played for the Minnesota Vikings from 2017 through 2020, the Philadelphia Eagles in 2021, and the Houston Texans also in 2021. The Vikings signed him as an undrafted free agent from Cincinnati. And yesterday in spring training action, the Brewers beat the Cubs by a score of 77-4. And the Brewers will be taking on the Diamondbacks today with a 3:10 first pitch start. There's only two more spring training games left. It'll be the Brewers against the Rockies and also the Brewers against the Rockies 2 days in a row. And that'll be tomorrow at 3:10 and Tuesday at 2:10. And believe it or not, the opening of baseball's regular season is coming up on Thursday, and that's when the Brewers will be at the Mets, and that'll have a 12:10 first pitch start, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game, as well as the rest of the games during the season on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Milwaukee Brewers right-hander Brandon Woodruff says he won't pitch this season while he recovers from surgery to his throwing shoulder. The Brewers had said the two-time All-Star was expected to miss most of it, if not all, of the season after he underwent surgery in October. Woodruff told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he won't pitch this year and is targeting a return in 2025. Woodruff went 5-1 with a 2.28 ERA in 11 starts last year, despite missing 4 months with a strain in his shoulder. He hurt the shoulder again late in the season. Texas' Wyatt Langford and Milwaukee's Jackson Churio will open the season in the majors. Baltimore's Jackson Holliday won't be joining them in the big leagues just yet. The Texas Wyatt Langford and Milwaukee's Jackson Churio will open the season in the majors. The Rangers announced Langford will open in the season with them, and the Brewers did the same with Churio, while the Orioles reassigned Holliday to their minor league camp. And longtime Baltimore Orioles owner Peter Angelos has died at the age of 94. His family announced in a statement that Angelos, who had been ill for several years, died yesterday. Angelos was the owner of an Orioles team that endured long losing stretches and shrewd proprietor of law firm that won high-profile cases against industry titans such as tobacco giant Philip Morris. Angelos' death comes as his son, John, is in the process of selling the Orioles to a group headed by Carlyle Group Incorporated co-founder David Rubenstein. Peter Angelos purchased the team for $173 million in 1993, at the time the highest for a sports franchise. His public role diminished significantly in his final years. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health, from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust and McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Lays on me when I pull up in the gravel drive, the way she dances with the raindrops, like she's the reason why they fall from the sky. And I thank him every time I close my eyes. God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust and McGraw and a small town. Small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust and McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Don't forget to vote. Elections are on April 2nd. This is Elvin J. Christensen, lifetime resident of the Village of Lone Rock, and I am asking for your support on April 2nd. Having served the country and state of Wisconsin for over 20 years with the Wisconsin National Guard and stepping up once again to serve our community for a better future, vote Elvin J. Christensen for Lone Rock Village Trustee on April 2nd. Your vote truly does matter.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
100.9 WRCO.
Barefooting all day with my baby. Brown leaves have started falling, leading the way. I like it best just like this. Like the clear blue sky, slowly, there's only you and I. And all I want to do is watch the wind blow by.
Thank you.
season will be here soon. Watch the wind blow by, and all I wanna see is you and me go on forever like the clear blue sky. Slowly, it's only you and I. And all I wanna do is watch the wind blow by. Watch the wind blow by. All I want to do is watch the wind blow
prosperity down across the river, and you see a ghetto there. And we got children walking around with guns, and they got knives and drugs and pain to spare. And here I am in my clean white shirt with a little money in my pocket and a nice warm home. And we got teenagers walking around in a culture of darkness, living together alone.